Before we get started on our podcast today, I want to share a couple things. One is that on our timpriceblog.com, you could take a look at the shop, and there's a few resources there, one of which is a student leadership devotion and development packet. The goal for this is for any student ministry leader or leadership team who meets together to think about and plan for ministry. I'd love for you to pick this up. Use these one-page printable sheets. They have various topics, things that you can discuss that will kind of help encourage and shape and develop your volunteer team members. You can find that at timpriceblog.com, far right tab under shop. And we would love for you to utilize that if it would be helpful. A second thing before we jump into the podcast here today is that through Harvest Ministry, each summer for the last 28 years, it's hard to believe, we have invited young adults to serve on summer teams, leading music for children and youth camps around primarily Illinois and a few of the surrounding Midwest states. And so this is a perfect opportunity for college students because we are gone for 6 or 7 weeks full-time, day in and day out during the summer. And so the schedule works out well. It's an opportunity to serve, to grow in your skill and your gifts. And we are praying for the right team to emerge for this summer, a drummer, bass player, guitar player, vocalist, a tech person. Each of those roles, we have opportunities for someone to step in and be a part of that. There's several things about that. You can find out more at harvestministryteams.com. And click join a team and discover a little bit more. You can also just contact me. I'll be part of that ministry and would love to answer questions and fill you in on how that works. Well, thank you and looking forward to jumping into this session on the Tim Price Christian Life and Leadership Podcast. Well, today I want to talk about a concept I saw in a book called The Formula. Looking the part could be more important than you think. To start off with, could it be that people judge musicians by how they look and act, no matter what their musical skill or playing level is? Well, one study in this book by Albert Lazio Barabasi, I'm not sure if I said his name right, but The Formula was an awesome book. One of the case studies in there was that three groups of people were asked to judge the musical abilities of various award-winning musicians and artists. The first group listened to the audio. The second group listened to the audio as they watched the musician. But a third group, oddly, only watched the musician. Now, what was crazy was that listening to the audio makes sense, listening and watching makes sense, but to judge a musician based solely on watching them, it was kind of a ridiculous test in my mind. That group was judging their musical ability without hearing one note. Well, the fascinating outcome to this test was that the third group more accurately chose the actual winner from all the potentials by only watching. So they were able to choose who the winner was, the winner who had already been selected in whatever contest it was. They had already been selected. And then the group that most accurately chose the person who had been selected already was the third group who only watched. Well, this study has obvious implications for how each of us can succeed in life. So here's a couple ideas of looking the part. One, dressing the part for your work. I've heard this before. People talk about dressing up for success and the mindset. It's kind of interesting because our culture has kind of dumbed down dressing for workplace, for school, for church, for everything. But I have found that I have a different mindset on the days that I dress up a bit for regular work or ministry. I know a lot of people who work in churches, if they ever wear a suit nowadays, it's basically because of a funeral or potentially a wedding. And so that's good that there's reverence there and that we have that kind of respect. But on every other occasion, people don't typically dress up to any kind of major standard just to be involved in the workplace or church ministry. One of the things I've learned is that when I show up to get my car oil changed or some kind of work done or stand in line at a post office or doing some kind of errand, if I'm wearing shorts and a hat and a t-shirt, like I'm about ready to mow the grass or I just got done with, you know, working out or something like that, it seems like there's just a little bit slower pace then whenever I show up to the car dealership oil change place with a nicer shirt, nicer pants, and dress shoes on. It just seems like the pace gets picked up a little bit in terms of response, in terms of engagement. And it's not that I'm trying to like be in charge or pull the wool over somebody's eyes. It's just that I've kind of done my own little social experiments with that. And if I don't shave and I go drop my car off, I sit there longer than when I'm dressed up. And so I know there's some kind of level of dressing your part for work to kind of be ready to be known as professional and prepared and well-groomed and ready to do what needs to be done. It just seems like people's attitude changes toward you. And for sure, and probably even more so, your own attitude changes because now you have invested and you are dressed up to get the job done. A second thing that we could think about in terms of looking the part is that we need to act our part in our marriage. Now, I don't want this to be confused with sort of just acting like you're going to be nice or kind or, you know, not judge or get riled up about little things. But it is true that little actions increase the heart of your marriage. Serving one another, opening the door, picking things up, helping out. It can remind you that your spouse is important, that you are serving him or her. And so that's a huge thing, that you are kind of looking the part of someone who emphasizes and cherishes and cares for your spouse. So husbands, you want to love your wives, as scripture said, that you put them first in your life, that you serve them. And wives, you want to love your husbands. And when we are looking that part, when we're acting that way, we do in fact become that person. And the third one is, in terms of looking the part, is to live enthusiastically. An optimistic, enthusiastic attitude keeps your mind focused and it gives you momentum. So I began reflecting on this fascinating study of the musicians who were able to judge the best just by watching. They must have had great stage presence or showmanship or some kind of thing that allowed people just to see that what they were doing matched the ability and skill that they had. In fact, I know in some music groups, the skill level musically might not even be that great, but the visual side is so powerful that together they surpass others who may actually have a better voice or a better talent. Well, thinking about the parallels in scripture of this dressing and looking the part, here's a handful of verses. Ephesians 5:1, be imitators of God. We're going to live in our lives in such a way that the world sees how much God loves them, that we imitate God in the way that we are going to care for people, that we're going to think of others first, that we're going to love others who are around us, whether we really even know them or not, and we are going to imitate God's love for people around us. Ephesians 6 is another one where we're called to put on the full armor of God. Now, that's a huge deal, that we're dressing the part of a Christian believer, that we're ready to fight off temptation, that we're ready to think about things that God wants us to think about, that we stand for truth, that we have shoes that help us carry the gospel, that we are ready with the sword, God's word, and we are holding the shield so that we can fight off temptation. All those things are helping us to live the life of a Christian. It fits almost as better than any of them that we are dressing the part for living out God's call in our lives. A third one, Colossians 3:12. And again, it flows right in here with dressing the part. Clothe yourself with humility and compassion. And the verse goes on, God actually asks us, calls us in his word to put on those things that are going to help shape our lives and the kingdom world. People are going to recognize God's grace and his love for them through us because we have awakened in the morning. We've prayed to the Lord. We've asked the question, where can I serve you today? We clothe ourselves with his word and with humility and compassion. And all of a sudden, we have dressed the part. We're looking like the kind of person who can point the way to God, even if the audio is turned all the way down. People just see our lives and they are able to know that God's work is in us and through us. And then the last verse I was reflecting on is Matthew 5:16. Let your light shine. Now, I don't want to diminish the idea that Jesus is the only one who can transform us. We can't just do all these things so that our lives seem like they're going great or everything is working well. The transformation has to come from the inside out by God's grace. And we're not trying to fake people out. But it's undeniable that we are called to take action and dress the part. I remember an anecdotal story about Alexander the Great, whose armies conquered the whole ancient world. And on one occasion, and I've heard this told in different ways, but on one occasion, a young soldier became so paralyzed with fear that he fled the battle scene in a cowardly act of retreat. When the battle was over, he was arrested and brought before Alexander the Great himself. And you can imagine the terror and embarrassment and shame of this young fellow felt as he was like escorted into the tent of Alexander the Great. And Alexander looked at the soldier and said, "Son, what is your name?" The boy replied, "My name is Alexander." And Alexander the Great said, "Well, son, either change your conduct or change your name." That's an interesting story that kind of goes along the lines of Paul encouraging young Christians to live the part. From Ephesians 4:1, "As a prisoner for the Lord, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received." Well, looking the part is especially important in our witness. It tells a story. It tells others we are taking our role in life seriously. It sets an example for family and friends, and it goes before us in setting the tone for how others will respond. The Holy Spirit does that somehow. It works on our behalf, in us, and through us, before us, and after us. Our part is to make sure that we are allowing God to use our lives, our bodies, the way we dress, the way we exert ourselves, the way we participate, the way we have kindness and humility and compassion, and we're steadfast. God will use that in amazing ways, and people will see it. Well, I want to thank you for being a part of the Tim Price Christian Life and Leadership Podcast. It's great to do this each week to kind of be thinking about and prepping for growing in faith and growing in leadership. And so I'm hoping that it's helpful to you. You can read this blog post at timpriceblog.com. You'll find this post there. If you listen to it about the time we release it, it should be right on top. And if not, then you can search a little bit and find it. And there's other resources there as well. We'd love to have you check that out and be a part of this with us. Most often shooting for ways to help ministry leaders engage and serve well in the church, to lead well in their home and their own lives. Just an example of a few of these recent posts: 10 simple ways to be a better boss, 6 quotes to help you think bigger, and some tips for student ministry volunteers. In addition to that, we have our Tim Price Blog Christian Life and Leadership Podcast. We also have the Faithful Friday podcast on Friday mornings, and we have the Worship Leader Toolbox podcast on Thursdays. Well, I'm thankful you're here, and I will see you next week.